Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's 9:49 and time for the opening commodity market report on WILL AM 580. Good morning, I'm Jay Pierce. Dave Dickey returns tomorrow. Let's take a look, first of all, at how things fared on the resumption of trading in the Kansas City wheat pit and on the Chicago Board of Trade. First of all, in Kansas City, September wheat opening at 651.5 today. That's up 4. December opening at 666.5, up 3.75. In the spring wheat, September at 656, up 3. December at 669, up 6.25. On the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat 666 on the open, up 2. December opened at 684, up 0.5. March opened at 677, up 2. And the May contract opened at 643, up 1. July, 0.25 higher at 559. September corn in Chicago opened at 324, up 1.75. December at 340.5, down 2.5. The March contract opened at 356.5, down 2.75. May corn opened at 367, down 1.5. July at 375.5, down 3. The September contract opened at 384.5, up 0.5. And December 08 at 391.5, down 1.75. August soybeans opened at 827, up 1. September at 833, down 1.25. November at 848, down 2. The January beans opened at 862.5, down 1.25. March at 872.5, down 2. May at 881, down 2. And July 08 soybeans opened at 894, up 1. The August soybean meal opened at 220.70, unchanged. September opened at 222, down 50. August soybean oil at 36.50, down 4, and the September oil at 36.77, up 3. And currently the trade is ranging on those Kansas City wheat contracts from down 0.5 to down 1.25. The spring wheat down 1 to down 0.25. September wheat in Chicago down 3. The July contract up 3.5 on the other extreme. And the corn contracts are trading anywhere from down 0.25 to down 2.25 now, and soybeans are ticking upwards for the most part, anywhere from up 1 to up 3 on that nearby August 07 contract. And joining us now on the telephone to talk about the opens, we have John Hester from L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning to you, John.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. About yourself?
Doing all right.
Keeping
today.
Cool?
Yeah, barely.
Yes, that's the chore of the day.
Yeah. Heat and humidity I do not like.
Yeah, and I suppose they're going to have some impact on the markets, but were you expecting the range in prices that we saw in the open this morning?
I think the opening calls were basically a couple lower in the corn, a couple lower in the beans this morning, basically on they kind of flip-flopped a little of the weather forecast last night or yesterday evening. A little more rain in the northern half of the Corn Belt over the next couple days, but in the same instance, they also left the southern half or the bottom half of the Corn Belt hot and dry for, you know, isolated chances of rain. But you know, we're going to be very hot here for the next 6 to 10 days. You know, high 80s to low hundreds are saying, and depending on where you're at. And you know, I guess it's now the traders are trying to weigh whether the rain that you guys got up north and the rain that we didn't get down here, is it going to equal out, or, you know, where the yield is going to come in at? Are you guys going to make up more than we lose? You know, it's a kind of a chess game right now.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday, USDA came out with crop ratings. The wheat crop, 69% of the spring crop, good to excellent. And 56% of the corn crop, good to excellent. Soybeans, 56% good to excellent. In Illinois, 68% good to excellent. And on the soybeans, 92% of the crop blooming, 69% setting pods, both a little ahead of the five-year average. Any impact on the prices from those numbers?
You know, I think that those are basically where the crop ratings were last year. And, you know, a lot of people were saying that that should equate in the corn to maybe around 148, 149 bushel range for a crop average if the estimates are right, good to excellent ratings are right. In the beans, it should be just about where the government had their number at 41.5. So, and all the private forecasters of, you know, the government said in July that they were predicting a 150.3 average, and the private estimators of, you know, a couple bushel over, a couple bushel under. I mean, it's just so hard to tell right now. And then, you know, everybody's anticipating the next weather forecast, and everybody's trying to get positioned for the government report coming out on Friday. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the beans can change a lot in the next 30 days, whether they get an adequate amount of rain or, you know, they stay dry. We need rain here to fill beans.
Mm-hmm.
In my
what,
area.
What kind of trading volume are you looking at this week ahead of Friday's report?
Yesterday the volume was very light. I have not talked up there today, but I would assume that the volume today is moderate to light. They're just, you know, trying to get positioned and sitting around and not wanting to take any large new positions going into this report Friday.
Mm-hmm. Outside markets show just about everything trending a little bit lower today, 63 points now down on the Dow. The only thing up is the dollar, and it's up just slightly. What kind of an impact do you see in those outside markets?
I think the stock market, you know, it weighs on it to a certain extent, but I think right now the stock market's kind of, you know, trading on its own. It's got its worries with the, you know, the interest rates and that mortgage company that went bankrupt. So it's kind of trading on its own legs right now. You know, gold or crude oil being down just a little bit, it weighs on the beans or the bean oil. The dollar being up is a little negative to the grain market, but, you know, it's only up very slightly this morning, so that really didn't have much effect on
mm-hmm.
it.
John, thank you very much.
Hey, I appreciate it. Talk to you later today.
All righty.
Bye.
John Hester from L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana, and he'll be back with Todd Gleason during the closing market report in the 2 o'clock hour this afternoon here on AM 580. Well, as we take a look at the current trade, we see that September wheat in Kansas City is at 647. That's down a half. December at 662, down three quarters. September wheat in Chicago at 661 and a half, down 2.5. December at 682, down 1.5. And March at 675 and a half, up a half. The September corn contract at 326 and a half, up three quarters. December up a half now at 343 and a half, and March at 358 and a half, down three quarters. December 08, 392, down 1.25. August soybeans 830, up four. September 837, up 2.75. November at 852 and a half, up 2.5. The August soybean meal 221.70, up one. And the August soybean oil at 36.46, down 8. August feeder cattle on the Mercantile Exchange, 116, down 25. August live cattle, 92.95, down 42.5. October live at 97.37.5, down 32.5. And the August lean hogs at 74.40, currently down 17.5. Crude oil for September delivery at $71.93, down 13 cents a barrel. October crude at $71.90, down 7 cents. The CRB index is down 0.21 at 312.08. The dollar is up 0.15 at 80.48. The Dow Jones Industrials now down 69 points at 13,399. And the NASDAQ at 25.38.99 is down 8.34. In current trade. Well, taking a look at the weather, we have flash flood watches in effect for north central and northeastern Illinois, an excessive heat warning in effect for southwestern Illinois through Friday evening, and a heat advisory in effect for much of central and southeastern Illinois and most of Indiana for the next several days. It'll be hot and humid in all sections today. In the north, mostly cloudy, some scattered showers and thunderstorms. Central, partly sunny with a few isolated thunderstorms, mainly this afternoon. It'll remain mostly sunny in the south with highs ranging from 87 in northern Illinois to around 100 in the southwest. And dew point temperatures will remain in the low to middle 70s across the two states today. Heat indices will settle into the low 90s in the north, but some locations will have heat index values up to 110 degrees. And the winds will range from around 10 miles an hour in the south to 20 miles an hour in western Illinois. For tomorrow, northwestern Illinois, partly to mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, and elsewhere partly to mostly sunny with widely scattered thunderstorms and highs tomorrow ranging from 86 in the north to 100 degrees in southwestern Illinois. And again, those heat index numbers could range up to 110 degrees in some locations. It's 88 degrees on Friends Plaza outside of Campbell Hall for public telecommunication here in Urbana coming up on at 10 o'clock. And, of course, we'll have our next agriculture numbers update coming up at just before 11 o'clock this morning. A reminder that all of our agricultural programming is archived on our website. willag.org. Willpledge.org is where you can help support this programming. And it comes to you on WILL Urbana, 580 AM, and on the World Wide Web at will.uiuc.edu.